Syrian forces pounded rebel-held suburbs around Damascus with fighter jets and rockets yesterday, killing and wounding dozens in an offensive to push rebels away from the airport and stop them closing in on the capital. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The army struck hard after a week of rebel advances, including the capture of two military bases near the capital. Rebels had been planning to push into central Damascus from their strongholds on the outskirts, and fighting in the past week has been fierce. The army's assaults appear to have staved off a rebel advance into central Damascus so far, but neither side has gained ground in recent days, and fighting continues along the outskirts of the city despite heavy shelling by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces. With no end to the crisis in sight, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has stressed the need for cooperation in the international community to bring a peaceful political solution to Syria.
The formation of a new coalition of the opposition could be an important step towards the conditions for a comprehensive and inclusive political process. Building a free and democratic Syria will require political dialogue and negotiations. The United Nations will facilitate such a process. We can only succeed if all sides take the necessary steps and if there are converging actions by the international community, in particular the Security Council.
The UN Secretary General has deplored what he calls new and appalling heights of brutality and violence in the conflict, which is now entering its 21st month. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.